feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
all of you like getting together here, do you not? You have a free mind. There, you have to think of service and students. Here, you have just one thing to do. You get together and do it. And this is what Bab Dada likes very much. When all of you equals come together, everything moves along in the same manner. Bab Dada likes it very much. So Baba is talking with senior sisters from abroad. This is the Avyakta Murli of 25th October. 2009. All of you like getting together, do you not? In Madhuban, you have a free mind. You don't have to think of students, service, or anything. You just have only one thing in mind. You get together and just do it. And that's it. That is what Bab Dada likes. Free mind. So when you come to Madhuban, the mind is free. What is free mind? No any bondage. No worry, no fear, no stress, no tension, no anxiety, no responsibility, no burden of responsibility. So free. But it is not just about coming in Madhuban and becoming free. The concept of freedom of mind is different. Free mind. A person can be fulfilling all his responsibilities and yet feel free within. This hectic work going on the surface, and yet there is sense of freedom within. How can we achieve this stage where the mind remains free? One of the most revealing understanding is that, just as we say that we are not body, we must also come to the conclusion that we are not mind. What is the purpose of mind? Thinking. Thinking is a part of me, but not me. Just as I say, I am not body and I am soul. The similar manner, I am not mind. I am something which is beyond mind. This is a great realization which I think most of the Brahmins here have yet not got. How can we detach ourselves from our own mind? Just as we have created a barrier, body and soul, similar manner. This is mind and this is me. I am different, mind is different. Whatever thoughts that are coming, they are not me. I am different from them. Baba says, mind, intellect and sanskar. And what is soul? Soul is the king. These are the ministers. It means there is something which is beyond mind, intellect and sanskars. On one side we say that Atma, soul is made of these three powers. Or these three are the potential energies of the soul. But there is further understanding, and for meditation purpose, which is most helpful, is I am not mind. I am something which is beyond mind. Just as we have a heart and it pumps, but I am not heart, nor I am pumping. We have digestive system and it digests, but I am not digestion. We have lungs and they are breathing, but I am not breathing process. In the similar manner, we have mind and it is thinking, but I am not that thinking. I am something which is observer. So we have two minds. Zen philosophy says we have two minds, and it is most important to understand. One is thinking mind, another is observing mind. There are two minds, thinking mind and observing mind. Observing mind in fact is soul in one way, and this is thinking mind. So meditation is nothing but to observe this thinking mind and not to identify it with it. Thoughts are temporary. Just as we say body is transitory, it is not going to last, it will die. In the similar manner, mind is also temporary. The thoughts which are coming are temporary. They are waves. Everything is temporary. Everything is anitya, transitory. So when I develop this awareness, just as I am not body, I am also not mind. I am not mind. I am beyond it. I am observer. I am observing mind, not the thinking mind. Most of the time, we are identifying. And that's why there is so much disturbance. There is anger, there is lust, there is attachment. There are vices here. And we then create a struggle that these are coming in my mind and I want to control my mind. The very decision to control something is a failure. There is a saying in English, that which you resist, persist. If you resist, it persists. It's not about resisting, it's not about fighting. It's about observing. So just as we observe breath, we observe body sensations, in body scan meditation, which we had done in the past, in the similar manner. Now the third step is observing mind, chitta and vrittis. So there are four types of observation. First, breath. Second, body. Third, mind. And fourth, chitta and vrittis. Chitta vritti nirodaha. Mind and its content. So these are known as four types of observations. So meditation is nothing but observing. Meditation is nothing but witnessing. Meditation is nothing but watching. When you start watching your mind, you gradually enter into the layers after layers of mind. You really enter into the depth of your own vices. And you don't fight with them. In today's Vardhan, Baba said, nature natural. So you get rid of all the defects and all the effects of things on its own, without striving much. But this is a difficult process, and one must learn this art of observing. And for that, this realization is very important, that I am not mind. I am not emotions. I am not thinking. I am not thoughts. Just as we say, I am not body. But I am soul. The similar manner. I am not mind. I am not emotions. I am not memories. But I am observing mind. Thinking, not the thinking mind. Now the question comes, how to observe the mind? How to observe the mind? Mind is very, very subtle thing. How can we observe the mind? Observing mind means observing thoughts. Sitting, close the eyes and feel as if. For that you need some gross practices first, like you observe the sky. There are clouds. Clouds are coming, clouds are going. In the similar manner, thoughts are clouds. Clouds come, clouds go. I don't identify myself with any one of those thoughts, clouds. The moment I say these are mine, I identify and I suffer. Old memory, some painful memory. The moment I bring that memory and I start identifying myself with that memory, I become sorrowful at this moment because I identified. But if I say it is temporary, it is transient, thoughts are coming, thoughts are going, they are clouds which came and clouds which departed. They are not permanent. Just as body is not permanent, thoughts are not permanent. I observe the thoughts. So first is this. Second, river is flowing and I am watching. Watch a river flowing. The water which you see now, after some time it is not the same water. The water has gone. Some Western philosopher has said, you cannot step into the same river twice. You stepped into the river. Now you took out your feet and you tried to step again. But the water has changed. So you cannot step into the same river twice. So, observe river. The river water is changing. In a similar manner, mind is also a river. And thoughts are the water. Waves. They come and they go. They are not temporary. They are not permanent. They are temporary. I watch them. Just watch. This is the second practice. Third practice. Tree and birds. Birds are coming, birds are going. Birds are coming, birds are going. Don't identify with them. So this is the third practice, where you don't identify yourself. These are thoughts, but they are not me. I am different. So, to create this distinction is very important. Observing mind and thinking mind. They are two. An observing mind we have to activate. The witnessing mind, the watching mind, the seeing mind, the sakshi mind. Thinking mind and sakshi mind. They are two minds. So I just observe, I just watch, I just witness. So with these three practices, you start observing your own thoughts. And the moment you start observing thoughts, what happens? Some great realization come unto you. And what is that realization? That mind is very, very fickle, chanchal, extremely uneasy. You come to this conclusion. The moment you start observing your own thoughts, you realize that mind is very, 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 very uneasy, restless, and it doesn't stay at one place. Now the second realization, this is first realization, that mind is extremely, we have heard it, people have been telling it from time immemorial, that mind is very, very restless, it's very chanchal, it doesn't stay at one place, it goes here and there. But by doing this practice, we come to the proper conclusion that yes, mind is definitely restless. Now second, it doesn't stay at one place, so where it goes? Now the second conclusion, it has only two ways, two directions to go, past or future. Mind doesn't want to stay in the present. It has only two things. It will either go in the past memories, or it will jump into the future. Imagination, dreams, worries, anxieties, stresses, tensions, something like that. Or it will go in the past memories. If they are pleasant, it will feel happy. If they are unpleasant, it will feel unhappy. So this is the second great realization you come to. But now the third thing happens. So two things are happening here. Thinking mind and observing mind. Just as you detach yourself, this is not body, but I am soul. Now you start detaching, I am not mind. I am not thoughts. I am not emotions. But I am observer. I am observer of all these things. The moment you become observer, you realize the thoughts, their grip is loosening. Their hold on you is becoming weak. Otherwise, the moment a thought of lust comes, observer mind goes away. You become the lust. If there is an anger, you become that anger, and all logic goes away and everything goes away. And you don't understand what I am doing and what I did, why I did. Later on, you repent. Attachment. I get attached to one person and I just want to feel like to be with that person. I want to call that person. I want to message that person. I want to talk with that person. I want to share with that person. Observing mind is gone because I became thinking mind. So now create a distinction. Just as you have created a distinction, I am not body but I am soul. In the similar manner, I am not body but I am soul. I am not mind this. This mind is not me at all. Mind is temporary. Thoughts are temporary. What thoughts I am thinking now, they are not there now, next moment. Today I love somebody so much, but the next moment I want to kill that person. Mind is very tricky. Now I want to die for somebody, and immediately I want to kill that person also. I am attached, I love somebody, and immediately next moment I hate that person. I have full of positive thoughts for some person, but the moment that person does something which is not to my liking, I develop negative thoughts about him. So, mind is constantly fluctuating. Mind is very tricky thing. It is deceptive. Don't believe mind. Don't trust your mind at all. It is a deceptive mind. It is a cheater. It has cheated you so many times in the past. You sit in front of Baba and make promises. I will do this, I will do that. Where have gone those promises? All gone. Because mind has tricked you. Mind is an extremely tricky thing. So what I am doing in this thing, I am not mind at all. I am entering from thinking into the Sakshi mind. So I am this who is persistent, who is observer, who is stable, who is nirlep, who is detached, who is intact, who is untouched. Unbiased, unjudgmental, non-judgmental. So this, I observe this mind without judgment. I observe this mind without any bias, without any prejudice, without thinking it is right or wrong. Just observe, and gradually you realize the hold of thinking loosens. And I take a rebirth. And suddenly the mind is started coming under control. Till now I was just struggling. Tell me how to control the mind. How to control mind. How to control the mind. Chanchala mana Krishna. Arjuna is asking, how should I control the mind? My mind is chanchal. And what Krishna is saying in Gita? Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha guhyate. It's with practice and with vairagya you can control. Which practice but? That is not written there. This practice. Observe it. Witness it. Watch it. And gradually you realize mind is becoming free. Free from past and free from future. You realize mind is becoming free from old habit patterns. It is already into it. So many thinking patterns are already set. So I free my mind from inner defilements, inner impurities. Because the impurities are not at the conscious mind, it is at the subconscious mind level. This is conscious mind, this is subconscious mind. All the impurities are here, defilements are here. Impurities and defilements, it is hidden. Whatever meditation I am doing or whatever I am doing till now, it's working at this level. Now I want to enter into my internal mind. And for that, I need to break the barrier which is between conscious and subconscious. There is a pre-conscious barrier here. I break this barrier by observing. So that this barrier is broken and one homogeneous mind is formed where there is no conscious and pre-conscious but just one. Now, because of this observation, I can easily enter inside and I see the layers of the subconscious mind. And layers after layers are lifted. One layer is lifted, then second layer. So what I am doing, two things in this procedure. First, I am destroying old karma sanskars. I am destroying seed of old sanskars, one. Second, I am not creating any new karma sanskar. I am not creating any new sanskar now. I am destroying that old sanskar and I am not creating new sanskar. So this is what we have to do. Whole life is all about this. So this procedure is simple, but it has to be done over an extended period of time. Very, very long period of time where you deny, where you enter and you reach the stage of no mind. What is no mind? No mind doesn't mean that you are not thinking. It doesn't mean that. It is a stage which is known as no mind. In Hindi, they call it manonash, where the mind is destroyed. What does this stage is? It is like entering from thinking mind into observing mind. In our language of knowledge, it is known as higher consciousness. Higher consciousness, where the soul feels that it is an embodiment of bliss. There are not much thoughts here, just bliss, just experience. I am bliss. This is the stage of no mind. So, three practices. First, I am a tree. Thoughts are birds. Observe the birds. The birds are temporary. They come and they go. They come and they go. So I just sit and observe my thoughts. I am not trying to control. Any thoughts come, let them come, they will go away. Any thoughts, pleasant, unpleasant, pure, impure, anxiety thoughts or no anxiety thought, fearful thought or any thought, I see those thoughts. Just observe them. So it can be done at any time and it should be done at any time and multiple times throughout the day. You are sitting, just observe, close the eyes and observe. Walking also, but it's better. Because walking, your eyes are open and this should be done strictly with closed eyes. Otherwise, wherever eyes go, mind goes. So best is close the eye in between. You are sitting in the office and just observe the mind for 5 minutes. These are birds, and keep on saying this is temporary, anitya. This is not permanent. They come, they go. They come, they go. Any thought, I will not identify. I will not touch them. I am witness, I am observer, I am sakshi. I will not touch. First. Second. Mind is river. And thoughts are water. So water is flowing, water is going away. I am just sitting by the side of the river and I am observing. Water is just gone. Water is gone. Why should I hold any water? Thoughts are water. Third, sky and cloud. Sky and cloud. So thoughts are cloud. They come, they go. They come, they go. For that, observe. Do this first physically, grossly. Go and sit by the side of the river. Watch the sky for a long time. Star gazing, sky gazing, cloud gazing. And they are temporary. Tree gazing. See tree and see the birds come and they go away. No matter which bird comes, it cannot stay there permanently. So no matter what thought is coming into me, the thought is very, very gripping. Like lustful thoughts are gripping. Angry thoughts are gripping. Once they come, I just can't free myself. So what you have to do is keep on thinking. Just as you say that I am not body but I am soul. Now say I am not mind. I am not this mind, but I am observing mind, or I am soul. Observing mind, or I am soul, but not mind at all. As Baba says, mind, intellect and sanskar. You are king. These are ministers. That means minister and king are different. Minister is not same as king. King is the master. Minister is the servant. So mind is different. Mind is my servant. Mind is not me. Mind is somebody different person. So this mind is thinking, oh, let me do this. These are emotions. Emotions are not me. Mind is not me. Thoughts are not me. I am Sakshi. I am different. I am tree. I am river. I am sky. I am not cloud. I am not water. I am not bird. This meditation. By this, you break the barrier of preconscious, and from conscious mind, you enter into the subconscious mind. But this practice needs every day. Practice, and you have to do it every day, and this needs lot of silence. You cannot do it with talking mind. You are talking, you need long periods of silence, 4 hour silence, 5 hour silence. And one more thing, you need nature for this. Company of nature. Without nature, you cannot do this. You have to actually observe the tree. Go near tree, sit, hug, feel. Share your sorrow with the tree. Share your thoughts with the tree. Share your emotions with the tree. Touch the tree. Sit by the side of the tree. And feel the tree. And see how big it is. Take energy from the tree. And you realize this observation. So this is free mind. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. All of you like getting together here, do you not? You have a free mind. There, you have to think of service and students. Here, you have just one thing to do. You get together and do it. And this is what Bab Dada likes very much. When all of you equals come together, everything moves along in the same manner. Bab Dada likes it very much. Avyakta Murli, 25th October 2009. Om Shanti.